Hermione carried the milk jug over to the table and turned it upside down. With a frantic squeak and much scrabbling to get back inside, Scabbers the rat came sliding out onto the table.
"Scabbers!" said Ron blankly. "Scabbers, what are you doing here?"
He grabbed the struggling rat and held him up to the light. Scabbers looked dreadful. He was thinner than ever. Large tufts of hair had fallen out, leaving wide, bald patches, and he writhed in Ron's hands as though desperate to free himself.
"It's okay, Scabbers," said Ron. "No cats. There's nothing here to hurt you."
Hagrid suddenly stood up, his eyes fixed on the window. His normally ruddy face had gone the colour of parchment.
"They're coming."
Harry, Ron, and Hermione whipped around. A group of men was walking down the distant castle steps. In front was Albus Dumbledore, his silver beard gleaming in the dying sun. Next to him trotted Cornelius Fudge. Behind them came the feeble old committee member and the executioner, McNair.
"You gotta go," said Hagrid. Every inch of him was trembling. "They mustn't find you here. Go now."
Ron stuffed Scabbers into his pocket and Hermione picked up the cloak.
"I'll let you out the back way," said Hagrid.
They followed him to the door into his back garden. Harry felt strangely unreal, and even more so when he saw Buckbeak a few yards away, tethered to a tree behind Hagrid's pumpkin patch. Buckbeak seemed to know something was happening. He turned his sharp head from side to side and pawed the ground nervously.
"It's okay, Beaky," said Hagrid softly. "It's okay."
He turned to Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
"Go on," he said. "Get going."
But they didn't move.
"Hagrid, we can't. We'll tell them what really happened."
"They can't kill him.
Go," said Hagrid fiercely. "It's bad enough without you lot in trouble and all."
They had no choice. As Hermione threw the cloak over Harry and Ron, they heard voices at the front of the cabin. Hagrid looked at the place where they had just vanished from sight.
"Go quick," he said hoarsely. "Don't listen."
And he strode back into his cabin as someone knocked at the front door. Slowly, in a kind of horrified trance, Harry, Ron, and Hermione set off silently around Hagrid's house. As they reached the other side, the front door closed with a sharp snap.
"Please, let's hurry,"
Hermione whispered.
"I can't stand it. I can't bear it."
They started up the sloping lawn toward the castle. The sun was sinking fast now. The sky had turned to a clear, purple-tinged grey, but to the west there was a ruby-red glow. Ron stopped dead.
"Oh, please, Ron,"
she began.
"It's Scabbers. He won't stay put."
Ron was bent over, trying to keep Scabbers in his pocket, but the rat was going berserk, squeaking madly, twisting and flailing, trying to sink its teeth into Ron's hand.
"Scabbers, it's me, you idiot, it's Ron," Ron hissed.
They heard a door open behind them and men's voices.
"Oh, Ron, please, let's move. They're going to do it,"
Hermione breathed.
"Okay, Scabbers, stay put."
They walked forward. Harry, like Hermione, was trying not to listen to the rumble of voices behind them. Ron stopped again.
"I can't hold him. Scabbers, shut up. Everybody'll hear us."
The rat was squealing wildly, but not loudly enough to cover up the sounds drifting from Hagrid's garden. There was a jumble of indistinct male voices, a silence, and then, without warning, the unmistakable swish and thud of an axe. Hermione swayed on the spot.
"They did it,"
she whispered to Harry.
I don't believe it. They did it.